Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. And I have got a special guest today that I think you're really going to enjoy. It's Patricia Sullivan. Patricia Sullivan, when she grows up, she would like to be in the seat currently held by Alan Grayson. Now, she doesn't know this. It turns out that I don't think she's heard my show yet. Now, we found somebody I'm interviewing that has never heard of this, so this is exciting. And just to let you know and to let Patricia Sullivan know, I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. This is commercial talk radio. Yes, I am a talk radio host that brings that perspective in. So there's times we're going to ask questions that hopefully will make our guests look just sharp. Really, that's our goal. Sometimes our questions might be easy and they don't look so sharp, but I got a suspicion, not ever meeting Patricia Sullivan before, that she's going to do well for our broadcast today and in the future. Thank you for being here, Patricia Sullivan. And as I told you, what we'd like to do today is just to get to know you. The first question I have, and then you can answer the rest of the question, the secondary part, is what party, if any, are you running under? And then tell us, why are you running and what are your goals?
Okay. I am running as a Republican. And the reasons why I am running, first of all, my family, and second of all, because we're currently not represented in the 8th District. I am a conservative candidate, and we have a non-representing representative, is how I like to refer to our current congressman of the 8th Congressional District. And my goals, I would like to return to a constitutional republic, and I plan on doing that.
Okay, constitutional republic. Yesterday we talked to someone else that's running. We talked to Guy Carr. The other day we talked to William Collins. Both of those are running as Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carr made some comments about calling himself a Republican. So we're going to get a perspective from you today. He said that, okay, what's this? Here's the question I posed to him, and then we'll shoot from the hip from there. What is the purpose of government?
Well, the purpose of government is to protect the unalienable rights that we have of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Did you hear that, station owner? I know you're listening. Say that one more time with feeling, Patricia. What is the purpose of government?
The purpose of government is to protect the unalienable rights that we have been given by our Creator. Those rights are to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, protect these rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers by the consent of the governed. You know, we've heard that someplace before. That's kind of catchy. That's really beautiful. Now I have a question, another question.
Okay.
As a legislator in the United States Congress, what is your purpose? What is your job in that office?
Well, I am to be the voice of the people that I am representing. That's what a republic is. It's a representative government, and we have a constitution to follow.
A constitution to follow? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, we have a document. That is the law. We follow it, and I personally believe that it should be looked at in the context that it was written. I reject the idea that it's a living document that changes.
Well, I have a question. When you said this is something that Guy Carr said, I guess it was yesterday, and he said that he was there to represent the people. Now, I'm looking for the context of that representation. You're going to represent the people. Is that you? Are you going to survey the majority of the viewpoints of the people in your demographic area there, in your constituency? And then go vote depending on the majority of the views there? Or is there some other way you would be voting? What would be the context there?
Well, I'd like to say that in the primary, we have a free market. We have several candidates that you can choose from. I am a conservative candidate that believes in limited government. I'm demanding that we have fiscal responsibility. I believe that we need to return to a free market system. And so as I have been going across our district already and plan on continuing to do so over the next 53 weeks, I have the opportunity to speak with constituents, and they have, you know, I have the opportunity to hear and listen from constituents. And then they have the right to vote for the one they want to represent them.
Okay, thank you very much. Watching the town hall meetings in Orlando, the 8th District, Mr. Grayson, it seemed like you had a very passionate group that were voicing their opinions contrary to this health care plan, and it seemed like it was the loudest, most passionate group, the largest group, were those who protested the whole idea. But when Mr. Grayson got outside the meeting and he was interviewed, I watched him, and he just smiled and said it was so nice that we can all get together and share our feelings this way. I got the impression, it may or may not be true, but it gave me the impression, that's, you know, that's all we can do is how it impressed me, is it's possible that he wasn't listening to that particular faction. It might have been a majority, but it seemed that he had the idea that when he goes to Congress, that he would go and vote his conscience, not the 51-49%. That's kind of the context I'd like to know about you. What do you view as somebody who goes to Congress? Let's just say, I'll give you a hypothetical. Let's just say your constituents have a town hall meeting with you present and you get elected. And 51% of them say, we want government-controlled health care, that everybody in the country is under a congressional mandate by the power of the sword to participate and get some kind of health insurance or pay a fine. Of course, we're going to need the doctors to police this, and that's where we're going to be checking in for our financial responsibility checks real time. If 51% of them say to you, that's what we want, we have elected you and we want that, what would you do?
Well, as their congressperson, I would have to say I would have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. And that is the first priority, and that is who I owe a debt to, the Constitution. And what is being proposed right now is unconstitutional. So regardless of the outcry of the people, if I am to uphold, and I would uphold, the oath I take to be in debt to the Constitution and honor the Constitution and abide by the Constitution, then that it would be exactly what I would do. Now, as a teacher, I also like to inform and educate wherever I go. And if the people are crying out for something that's unconstitutional, I would also feel it's my duty and obligation to present to them where in the Constitution this is not provided for.
Have you ever considered being a radio talk show hostess? I'm just joking. I'm just joking. That was for the sake of our station owner. I think he likes this conversation. So, but we're going to give him a chance later after the break, folks. We're going to open up the phones and you can ask some questions for Patricia Sullivan. I'm having trouble with that word today. It's Sullivan because I'm looking at a computer screen with the name Sullivan on it, so I think it's Sullivan. In fact, you could actually have a TV show called Sullivan, but I will let you use that if you would like. But what I'm going to do right now is I just want our listeners to know about you. I asked some good questions. Those were the kind of calorie-burning questions that cause people to burn some energy and things like that. And it basically, later, you can have a good dessert tonight because you've burned so many calories just worrying about my questions. But we're gonna come back after the great break and talk about some real details. But before we go there, how did you come to these viewpoints? What molded you in this way?
Well, my love of country and the opportunity that I have had as a homeschooling mother of four children, I take very seriously my duty to teach them the history of our nation. And in that teaching and facilitating their learning, it drives me to a greater understanding of our founding documents and our founding fathers.
Wow. Okay, that's good. Now, have you been involved in the Republican Party in the past? I saw on your website you did some leadership in the 4-H, you know, so can you tell us about those affiliations?
Yes, I began when we moved to Lake County 8.5 years ago. We joined a 4-H club, and I was a volunteer for the first 2 years and then became a club leader. And it is a youth development program that's youth-led, and through adult youth partnerships, the adults kind of guide the youth in their learning leadership skills through different project areas. A lot of people think it's just, you know, cows and chickens, but it's so much more than that. Our kids were interested in citizenship and community service. So through those channels and those avenues, we became very involved in our community as well as our local government. For the last 4 years, I've taken groups of youth to Tallahassee where we would sit and talk with our particular representatives in the House and Senate in Tallahassee, as well as 1 year we had the opportunity to sit in the House chambers, and the clerk, Bo Pittman, spent an hour and a half with our youth. And it was exhilarating watching the children learn how accessible their legislators are. And that's an important lesson. I don't want our children to become adults who believe that our representatives sit somewhere way up high where they cannot be reached, because that is not the case. And so they're learning they have access.
Wow. Now, what about the Republican Party locally? Have you been affiliated with them closely?
I have been a member of the Republican Party since I registered to vote. I believe in the principles and the platform of the Republican Party. I feel like many, unfortunately, of some Republicans, rather, in leadership. I can pull out the example of Olympia Snow in the state of Maine, and who are so lovingly referred to as rhinos. I believe that there has been a drift away from the conservative principles that I hold very dear. However, I am personally convicted to make changes from within a party that I believe in, instead of leaving the party and going with a third party. That's my personal choice.
Okay, so are you going to be at this event at Howie on the Hills, Florida, on November 6th?
I am.
Yeah, I've heard about that. How about that town, Howie on the Hills? Bless their heart, that's really neat. So November 6th, and it's at the Mission Inn Hotel at Howie on the Hills. I can't think of the street. So I'm giving you a plug because I've heard this from two other guests that we've had, William Collins and Guy Carr. So you're going to be there November 6th, and it's supposedly for you Republicans to get to know your Republicans. But I guess I don't think they're going to be checking people's fingerprints at the door. I would presume that maybe, and you don't have to answer this, that maybe you could probably go there without having to sip any particular flavor of Kool-Aid or anything like that. So, hey, we're going to take a break here, folks, and you're listening to David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're interviewing Patricia Sullivan. we're having a little Sullivan here. It's Patricia Sullivan, and we're going to come back, and we're going to see if she knows the difference between a Marxist and a Republican and a Democrat and anybody else out there. We're going to pose the same question a caller gave yesterday to our other guest, Guy Carr. We're going to be back. Keep tuning in to 104.3 FM.